My dear, bury all your painful memories deep in your heart. Let the past be in the past. It's more meaningful that way. Just sing to those who have left you. Say you loved them with no regrets. You have suffered so much and even lost your shine. Brush all the hardships you went through. Now it's high time. Let the past be in the past. It's more meaningful that way. Tell them you have a new dream. Tell them you dreamed with no regrets.
I'm not a leader of a man, really. And neither you are. You were never anything but a hard-working drummer. I am $1 an hour, really. I tried 7 states and couldn't raise it. $1 an hour? Do you gather my meaning? I'm not bringing home any prize anymore. And you are going to stop waiting for me to bring them home.
I am not a dime a dozen. I am Willy Loman. And you are Beef Loman.
Willy Loman, a salesman mistakenly dreamed too big all his life that in the end of the play, we see him sowing eggplant seeds in the backyard. In the jungle of dreams, he forget to sow something real that stays. Brother Ben once told him that one must go in to fetch a diamond out. And he took it too seriously that he couldn't get rid of the idea of American dreams. After Willie's death, his poor wife asked one funeral attendee, "Why didn't anybody come? Where are all the people he knew? I can't understand it. At this time especially, first time in 35 years we were just about free and clear. He only needed a little salary." In Death of a Salesman, the tragic character Willie Loman is characterized by the use of irony. Situational irony is when things turn out the opposite of what is expected. Willie believed his suicide will provide money for his son Beef and prove his success and popularity. Due to this idea, the action of Willy Loman clears out that he necessarily didn't commit suicide. He just sold out himself in the process of life insurance to earn some money in exchange of his own life. The writer Arthur Miller intentionally named all the character in his play Death of a Salesman pretty lowly, where the family title Loman stands for a low-key man and the protagonist got named after a complete slang popular in America. Miller even named the kids Biff and Happy, which resembles the character of the low-key man's children portrayed in the drama. One is Fib, which means liar, another is Happy, who doesn't care. Playwright Arthur Miller himself suffered from the effects of Wall Street crash in 1929. In that tragedy, his family had lost almost everything and even shifted to another city. Arthur wrote this time-worn social drama, Death of a Salesman, inspired from that young age tragedy which he carried with himself. Portrayed the entire social image of the businessman society, how vaguely they invested all of their lives for the American dream to fetch the diamond out of the mine. Biff. He had the wrong dreams. All wrong. He never knew who he was. These are the words Willy Loman's son utters in front at his funeral. Well, we will see who Willy Loman truly was. Keep your ears on podcast of Death of a Salesman. Meet you in the next episode.